This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, kids, it's Friday. Okay, that's the good news. The good news is that it is Friday. It feels like this has been the longest week ever. And just feels like it took forever because we had so many different little things going on. You know, you're coming off the heels of the Guardians from last week, and then all of a sudden your team is in London, and the next thing you know, the guy that was their quarterback isn't their quarterback, then the guy that isn't their quarterback again gets traded to Cincinnati, and then you get folks that are like trying to figure out who's the number two. Well, guess what? Today we may have some clarity on that around 1 o'clock, a little bit after 1. Kevin Stefanski has his press conference. Lock it in. I know everyone's curious. They all want to know what he's going to do, what he's going to say. I've listened to the national media rant for the last week about Shedeur Sanders, and I'm like, man, that's just such an easy thing to hop out there and start getting clicks on when you don't really kind of look at the whole situation. And I don't know, maybe they are 100% right, and what we're seeing here might be a little bit off or skewed. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I do know our team only has one win, and now they're going to Pittsburgh where they rarely ever win. And I think that's the bottom line, is that at some point during this week, which feels like the longest week ever, you must turn the page to say, uh-oh, what are we going to see on Sunday against the Steelers? Jeff is off today. Meredith Kane is with us as well. Dan Menigan is sitting in for Jeff. Dan, how are you?
I'm well, and you're right. This is a well-earned Friday.
It is this was a long week.
This was a long week. Good golly, was this a long week. It just, everybody just yelling at each other. No one really, you know, trying to figure out what anyone else is saying. And yesterday did me in. I'm not going to lie.
You walked out of here, you were very depressed. It carried over into our morning meeting, which is just me and you because Jeff isn't here today. So
right.
And I can feel it. I can feel your sadness or your inquisitiveness or your pondering of what this franchising team is all about. As you do that for one more second, I want to let everybody know Brian Anderson is going to join us at 11:20. Charles Robinson at high noon. Tim May at 12:40. Buckeyes big game against Illinois tomorrow.
That's going to be a biggie.
But again, the lock-in moment of the show is going to be about 1:10. Kevin Stefanski explaining to us the quarterback situation.
So, yeah, and it's going to be awesome. Charles Robinson also has a piece out on Yahoo right now about a trade deadline primer. David Njoku's name shows up on it. We'll see where all this does. We'll get Charles's pulse of the league at noon. And it's always good to catch up with BA and then Tim May, of course, as well, as you laid out oh so well. But I left yesterday, and I've seen it today, too. And all of our social media mentions are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads. And this kind of what started to do me in. is Oh My Darla sends us this because, you know, Fearless Leader takes these social media clips. He puts them out there. They put the long clip on YouTube of this as well.
Did you just say Oh My Darling? What did you just say?
Oh My Darla.
Oh My Darla.
That is the Twitter handle that has sent us this message.
Oh, okay. Like, first I was like, Oh My Darla. Okay. I don't know.
Going to go.
That's old school.
Yeah, going to go Huckleberry Hound at me?
I don't know. That's what it felt like.
So anyway, off of us on Shedeur Sanders saying, guys, we're all pulling in the same direction. They want this kid to succeed. They want this kid to be good. You know, they're slow playing him and people getting angry that he's not on the field and angry at the fact that he's not the number two quarterback and all that kind of stuff. And we said that yesterday, and I still believe that thought. But this is the stuff that was doing me in. Here's this quote here, and this is all over the place, saying this is gaslighting. Many of us have watched this kid play since high school. Not allowing him meaningful reps isn't developing him. And so that's the kind of stuff that's making my head hurt because, A, you don't know that. He could be having a boatload of meaningful reps.
Mm-hmm.
Could be at the end of practice. The media is only allowed to see, what, 20% of practice?
Stretching? That's real exciting.
Yeah. So for all we know, that could be the case. Now, some of that is also the Cleveland Browns and the fact that they believe behind them is Area 51 and that they cannot go any deeper on what is being told because you might find out what's behind the curtain. So that's also on them. If they were a little more transparent, would it help us? And so I was annoyed. I was beaten down. I'm exhausted of being said that we're gaslighting. I'm not gaslighting anyone. I've never changed how I thought. Which was, I did not think Shedeur Sanders was a first-round quarterback. I was interested to see what he would look like. I thought he needed time to develop. And so to calm down after yesterday, I usually go to YouTube and throw a whole bunch of, whether it's show clips of miscellaneous shows that I always like to watch. And the clip that they brought up was Ted Lasso, the dart scene.
Okay, yeah.
For those of you who don't remember.
Yeah, I remember.
If you have not seen it, you should. Ted Lasso is outstanding. It's a great watch. It's a half hour, 10 episodes, a pop. I think, what, 3 seasons, you're in and out. It's a wonderful watch.
And there's a new one coming out.
Yeah. But it's this wonderful scene where Ted Lasso is playing darts, and he brings up the quote by Walt Whitman of, be curious, not judgmental.
Isn't that where he's playing? Isn't he playing against the other owner?
Right. He's okay, playing against Rebecca's husband.
Yeah, ex-husband. Think his name, right? Yeah,
her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Be curious, not judgmental. And I think part of my frustration is the fact that I have lost the way of being curious and not judgmental. And so,
well, stop. What are you being judgmental on?
People are calling up and screaming at us perpetually about how Shedeur Sanders is being treated poorly.
Okay.
And people are losing their minds over the fact that this kid hasn't had the opportunities that they believe that he should have.
Okay.
And we've sat back here and said, well, it's because he's a 5th-round pick. They want to bring him along slowly. We've seen Jason Lloyd print stuff before his latest piece saying that they should move on to him, saying, hey, bring him along slowly. You've heard that from every single beat reporter. Mary Kay Cabot came out on the morning show yesterday saying he showed a leak accuracy, but they want to bring him along slowly. People don't want to hear that. They're getting mad.
Wait a minute.
Me to get mad.
If you have a player with elite accuracy, why wouldn't you put him on the field? Forget about his name. If you have a player with elite accuracy, just think about that. Why would he not be playing in the NFL?
So part of the things that you would look for on that, and again, I went back and I watched tape on Shedeur after seeing the dart scene. I, of course, finished the dart scene. It's outstanding.
Oh, of course. You got
barbecue sauce, and then he hits it, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And so then I went back and watched film and looked at the notes that I had of Shedeur Sanders, because when we were in this quarterback situation of having the number 2 overall pick, I took notes on everybody. Because I wanted to have a hard copy that I could look to anytime we had to talk about these guys.
Okay.
So I went back and looked at those, and I went back and watched footage, and it kind of backed up what I had seen in the past, which was I could see the accuracy that people are talking about, but a lot of that accuracy was outside of the pocket, kind of in free plays and all that stuff. He threw close to 22-23% of his passes were behind the line of scrimmage. As well, which helps inflate those numbers of being insanely accurate. You know, it's easier to complete a screen pass, easier to complete a swing pass, than it is to complete a pass that's 10 yards down the field.
Right.
He also threw the ball 10 yards down the field really well.
Yeah, I've seen him throw the ball a long way really well.
Correct.
I've seen all of that, yeah.
Correct. And so that was always the other thing that did me in with this, is they said, well, the accuracy, you know, is the highest, he's the most accurate passer in college football history. And I always go, yeah, but you dig into the numbers and you realize how many of those are screen passes and swing passes.
Well, you still got to complete them.
You still got to complete them.
Yeah.
100% yes.
Yeah.
But I felt like a little context would be necessary.
Okay.
Like in everything in life.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a black and white thing, not a black and white evaluation in every single aspect. There's context that comes with everything in life.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay.
And I came back thinking the same thing I did before, which was a guy that, okay, I can see it. I understand what they're saying. I would not have taken him in the first round. I don't think he's an immediate starter in the NFL. I don't like the way he bails out of the back of the pocket. He doesn't have the speed to be able to play the way that he wants to play. He's awesome when he's out of structure. He doesn't play a boatload in structure, but the accuracy is through the roof, and he is throwing to three really high-end pass catchers in college football, which
right.
is good. By the way, that's great. There's nothing wrong
I don't
with
think
all
you can
of those things.
Fault him for having good wide receivers.
I find that
hysterical. When I hear that, you know, that's the Baker Mayfield argument, too. Oh, look at the guys he has to throw to. Well, a bunch of those guys are injured now, and Emeka Buka looks really, really good in Tampa. And I hear the same argument there, too, but you still got to get him the ball.
Correct.
It doesn't matter who it is. Again, rip the name off the back of the jersey. Okay.
Correct.
The only thing that, and I'm just going to chime in here for a second.
No, please do.
The thing about Sanders, the only thing, so I like before we came out here today, because I knew we were going to have this conversation, I'm going to go watch a little bit more film on him. I'm going to go watch, right? And I want to see this.
It's great to refresh your brain on this stuff.
And I want to remember what he looked like in college. And I looked at a highlight reel, because I knew it was going to be highlights. And you watch the highlight reel, you're like, man, this guy looks good. The only nitpicky thing I had about the highlight reel, again, you're taking his best plays, is he tend to have a little bit of happy feet. That was the only thing that I noticed. That I was just like, okay, I see. But that shouldn't be that should be correctable at the NFL level. If the coaches are as good as they are,
correct.
And a guy's got a little bit of happy feet, I'm not talking about a lot of happy feet, a little bit of happy feet, that you should be able to have a quarterback coach or a head coach or some coach that can kind of figure out a way that they can pace themselves in a different method or just thinking of how they approach the game so they don't have happy feet. But, I mean, when you look at the best of his plays from college, that was the only thing I was like, oh, man, these are some really nice passes. He thread the needle on this one.
Again, I hit him in stride in this one.
I wasn't
this
looking
guy
at
was
his,
wide open. He yeah. led him to the big part of the field.
I wasn't looking at his worst plays. I was looking at his best plays. And
absolutely.
I just did it just for as a refresher to come out here today. Just trying to remember back and watching some of these games at Colorado. Look, I think he put that team on the map. I think his dad put that team on the map.
Right. And so I come today trying to be curious and not judgmental. I want to hear from the people who are saying that the Browns are misevaluating Shedeur Sanders and why they're misevaluating Shedeur Sanders.
Because do you think the Browns have
to be curious?
Do the Browns have him correctly evaluated? That's what I'm asking you. Do you think they have?
Right now, I believe that they do. But I am willing to be swayed. I want to listen to what you have to say to convince me otherwise. I might ask questions back. They're not going to be rude. They're not going to come from a place of harm. They're going to come from a place of pure curiosity. Because I want to know if I am missing something. because I'm starting to feel like I'm missing something. I've read a bunch. I went back and read Dane Brugler's scouting report on him. Mm-hmm. Came back and said the same exact thing. I've grabbed Derek Claussen's. He's joined us before, quarterback evaluator. He's done stuff for the Athletic, Bleacher Report, all that stuff. Does a great job breaking down quarterbacks. What he had to say on Shedeur Sanders as well. And I got a ton of numbers in that stuff that I'll have for you next segment that he had that I thought were really interesting. That helped to back up the idea that I think the Browns are treating this correctly in the way that they should. But I've been wrong before. And so I'm coming curious, not judgmental.
I'm with you on this too. Like I've said all along, to me, it doesn't, I don't care who the quarterback is. I just want them to win. And I saw enough good things about Shedeur Sanders. I've always questioned, like, why did every team skip him in the draft? Why? The hard part is folks are saying that if the Browns are not handling him the right way, they were the team that actually went out and got him.
Correct.
And so, every other team passed on him.
What, correct.
At least four times.
And
teams, every team in the NFL passed on him. And did you not like his attitude? Is that what it was? I just can't imagine not liking a guy's attitude is going to cost him four rounds. There are plenty of guys with bad attitudes that have been drafted in the first and second round. I could see, first impressions mean a lot, whether it's football or anything else. It's just one of those situations where I'm also trying to figure this thing out.
Right.
I am not going to be mad, though, when Shedeur Sanders steps out there and takes the field.
Nor will I.
I want to see it. Would I have drafted Gabriel in the third round? No. I watched him. I'll be a victim of it. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because, I watched him twice against Ohio State.
Exactly.
Everybody gets mad at me. Call me Homer. I thought Will Howard looked better than him, especially the second time.
Yeah.
He did.
Won the game.
And I sit here and I listen to you guys, all over Will Howard. Meanwhile, that guy did have the greatest run in college football history to get to a national championship. All right, let's talk more about this. We'll come back. You want to be curious and not judgmental.
Right.
That's what it is.
Call,
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092 or on social media at CLE Talking Heads. Help Dan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.